it's also, it's a very welcoming community, so that's been nice too. Some of the places I've been are a little
bit. And now it's finally summer.
Yeah, and it feels great. Yeah.
Because last week was winter.
Yeah, I noticed even just myself, like my energy level coming from the Arctic, where it's, well, I mean, you have the light and dark too, but just having unfettered time off, like actually having days off to go out and do stuff and being able to move around, like I was just getting cabin fever up there, just isolated. But, and we were only a two-man detachment, so we were working all the time, like mm-hmm. 3.5 years, 24/7, like. So, and you can ever leave or do anything, right? So this is nice, yeah. It feels like home, finally. It's nice.
I hope they compensated you handsomely for that hardship.
Yeah, we make a bit more money up there, but you get to a point where it's not worth it anymore. It's like, just get me the hell out of here. Yeah, yeah, so. All right, well, thanks for your time, and
thank you.
We'll do it again next month.
Yes,
you bet.
Okay, okay. Have a good night. Thanks.
Okay.
See ya. Yep.
Kenzie and Philip, welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having us. So we kind of just wanted to just introduce ourselves. Never so about anything else. And then Chanel had also mentioned that there might be the topic that comes up in this meeting about different housing arrangements potentially for Philip.
And also for one of the other.
I think we'll be discussing that later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Do you have any updates on when the pool may be opening?
We're going to send in our water samples tomorrow.
Yes.
And then we're just waiting to hear from the health inspector. And that's kind of our, those are our anchors right there that we're looking for. So then we were really hoping to open on Tuesday, the 16th. But it just depends on what they say.
We wanted by Canada Day the latest.
Yeah, absolutely no later than Canada Day. And we got a nice warm pool as of this afternoon. So, because we got our heater working yesterday. And yeah, and we got some more testing chemicals in the mail. And I feel confident. I feel confident that we should be open on Tuesday. Yeah, I'm excited. And I just created a CarMax pool Facebook page today. So excited to post that on there too.
I already commented on one of the posts.
Did you?
Before I came in.
Great. Because I just really needed some more community perspective on like what people want for aquafit and stuff like that. So yeah,
cool.
Then we have a really awesome group of people that we met with the SAW program that we did before we came here in Whitehorse. And so we're gonna reach out to ARPE just to see about some, they had said that there's some grants that we can apply for to get some new things for the pool if we need, and some accessible stairs would be really nice for people to get in and out a little easier, especially any elders if they want to come to the exercise and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be really cool. I was told by one of the other pools that it might be a good idea to bring up just the, no one was really sure on pool rental fees, who I was speaking to in rec. And so I'd kind of reached out to the other pools and gotten some numbers, and I said, like, do you guys think that'd be okay? And they said, well, yeah, but you should also bring it up with your council if you're going tonight and just see what they say. And so, yeah, we were thinking $30 an hour for pool rental fees, like if someone's rent out for a birthday party.
The pool wasn't running when the fee schedule was done, probably.
Mm-hmm. for the rec center?
Yeah.
I looked online, I couldn't see anything, so.
And then for the pool.
Yeah.
We did. I don't think we ever expected it to be up and running.
So, I mean, everyone's kind of doing about the $25 to $40 mark for their pools for renting up the birthdays, and so I felt like that was a good number if you guys feel okay with it.
You can probably work with Blake to figure that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You can do that.
More work for Blake.
Yeah.
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 Well, he just
no, so we can, we'll talk about
it. Perfect. I'm sure he's got a lot on his plate. But yeah, that's kind of it. Other than the housing thing for the guards, that's it. Thanks for having us and letting us introduce ourselves tonight. See you guys.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. I do know another thing that people will be asking about is swimming lessons.
Yes.
Yes, we want to offer swimming lessons.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. We our pool was so cold and both our heaters were not looking promising, and so we were like very unsure if that was possible. But then as of yesterday, I feel really confident that is good to go. So we're gonna get more programming started tomorrow. Mm-hmm. See what that looks like.
We also plan. We were thinking about, like, we want to have one day a week closed, and we were thinking that probably Monday would be the best for that, just because we want to be open on the weekends.
Yeah.
Especially. So.
When everyone might be free.
Yeah. That's thoughtful. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then you can also work with Chanel and see, like, when people are coming. If they're not coming on Sundays. Yeah, the weekends, I think that's probably the best days for kids.
Yeah.
For sure. Or the people who work like Monday to Friday and just want to hang by the pool on a Sunday afternoon. I feel like that would work best. But again, too, we can, if everything's like trial and error, too, after you guys, it's been closed for so long, then, you know, if we're just finding that we're just not having anyone on Sundays, then maybe the next month we just won't do Sundays. That's okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
Awesome. Sounds like you're very adaptable.
Yeah. I don't think we would have chanced to come to the Yukon for the summer if we weren't.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good thing. Did your kids know each other before you came here?
No.
Oh, good.
I mean, I had been here before, so I was showing them around a little bit, but
there you go.
I haven't stayed in CarMax extensively, so.
Yeah, well,
it's nice.
Have fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Not too much.
Not too much.
Don't be on the next pool.
Yeah.
No
pool
cards
were on file this month.
Well, thanks. You could stay if you would like.
I was gonna say, like, is it okay if we stay to talk about the housing thing? Do you need us to?
So is
no.
In camera, there's no staff usually involved in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I explained the situation to Greg already.
Yeah. Okay. And then will we be able to read minutes of the meeting or anything, or someone will just let us know what the word
it
is?
Yeah,
we'll
let
you
know.
But
they'll update you.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But
he'll
be,
okay.
He'll be up to you for sure. All
right.
Eventually.
Eventually.
not time is a deadline.
Okay. Perfect, yeah.
Very nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thanks for meeting us. Yeah, if there's anything that could be solved with the housing thing, just let us know. Or we will really work together with you guys. And,
You're staying with your dad.
I'm staying with my dad, so I'm fine.
Yes.
But yeah.
Just the two guards.
Yeah.
Who's your dad?
Brian
Morrell.
Oh!
Well, there you go.
Sorry, it's one of those things where I'm like, if one person knows in the room, everyone in the room must know. But I shouldn't say that, so.
No way.
Okay, well, thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Have a good rest of
your
evening.
Enjoy CarMax.
Thank you.
And all it has to offer.
Yeah, beautiful river. See you, Blake.
See ya.
Okay, I'm not seeing any correspondence. So we will move on to activity reports. Councillor Hansen.
Has been inactive.
Okay. Thanks for the update. Councillor Belanger.
Well.
Welcome back from Edmonton.
Yes. It was not a good start, but it... The conference was okay.
I know,
because it's so geared to the big cities. There's very little. So why is it not opening now? Seriously? I
so
was looking at it.
Helena's phone is just a blank white screen of her updates.
I was in it this afternoon looking. Anyway, so I attended. So Thursday was the registration, so I went a little bit later because I found that in the past there was a, probably an hour and a half to 2 hour wait for everybody to register, but then I didn't realize that they had actually set up some registration for Wednesday afternoon. So when I got there, there was only about, there was still people registering, but there was only about 20 people ahead of me, so it wasn't too bad. So I registered, I downloaded the schedule, and so that afternoon I attended a, it was a food workshop to deal, but it was more geared for Alberta. It was a workshop that had a luncheon, and I chose it, and then when I went to go, of course, I got it this big red X, and the guy says, he says, the luncheon's part is done. He says, you can go in and listen. So I did. So I stayed there only for, I would say, about a half an hour max, and it was them discussing the fact of the cost of beef and how it, from the farmer, all the steps and the expense of getting it to our table. So that was basically what that seminar was about. After a while, I was like, I don't think I need to. This is not something I really need. So I didn't end up attending any other, because that one was at 1:30. And so I just hung around, did some meeting people. There's so many people from Alberta. I don't know the figure, but I can honestly say I don't think it was even close to what it's been in the past. I think the membership was quite a bit lower than usual. I think it was mostly attended by Albertans. Mm-hmm. Very strong, red-tagged people. Then on Friday, I wanted the calendar because I could. I know Saturday I just went to the more or less the trade show. Went to I did go to no
Northern Iowa.
I did, that was on Sunday morning. So I went to that was at 10:30. I went to the Northern Remote Forum, and from the Northern Remote Forum, it was just the communities were, the Northern Arctic communities were complaining of the funding always being, you know, the government year from April to March, and they're saying like, we have a short season of building, and you give me 1 year to get, and he says, we have to have all of our materials ordered, and the boat only comes in a certain time, and so we feel that the government needs to take this into consideration, not being just 1 year, maybe considering like a 2 year term for any buildings and that. They did receive $480 million to build. It worked out to $640,000 a house. So I'm not sure, whatever the math is. Because I did the math to see how much each house would cost. And it was basically $640,000 for each home to be built. And they had received funding for that. And I did also notice, and I brought it up to Blake, and there was a funding for apartments. And Blake asked me if it was through, which one? Did you?
The Housing Accelerator Fund.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and it didn't know. It wasn't half. It was something else, and it said apartment funding. So I will try and dig, because there is one, thing that someone, one of the meetings that I did attend, they're sending me a digital, I think, on it. And I will listen and look for it and see if it's in that meeting and maybe forward it to you. I also attended the voting in the afternoon for the final, for the executive.
Here's what's kind of funny. Tim Tierney has been trying to get on the executive since my first FCM in 2010.
Oh, really?
So he's finally president.
Yes, yes.
He's been trying for so long.
And yes, Tim is the president now. And Watson Lake mayor, she's on the executive.
Is
it automatic?
Well, because she's probably the chair of the Northern Remote Forum.
Okay. They just mentioned AYC under her name.
Well, she's on the board.
Mm-hmm.
She has, like, the AYC president's always on the board.
Oh, okay.
But if, because they rotate the chairs from Nunavut, Northwest Territories, and Yukon.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on FCM executive for, like, 6 months or something because of.
And I guess 2028 is when there's actually a vote for the representation for the Yukon Northwest Territories.
Yes.
Not till then is what.
Yeah, we don't actually vote. Whoever our president is of AUSC.
Oh, okay.
Is our, yeah.
Oh, okay, because they just said that
yeah.
There's no need for the Yukon because it's not till or the Yukon NWT and Nunavut until 2028. So that one, and then I did send a few things. She says, why are you sending me this? And I said, because I forgot a pen. So there was a keynote speaker, and she was awesome. Seriously?
No.
Oh, God. Zita Cobb, who's from Fargo Island in Newfoundland, and she used to be in business, and she accessed a lot of funding for this small community. And they actually, the community owns a hotel that is apparently well known for a site to visit in Fargo, Newfoundland. And her keynote speech was based on how AI is coming to the future kind of thing, right? And whether or not it's good or bad, she said she doesn't think it's good. So that was interesting, and that was in the afternoon, and then that was it. There was the other one I attended on Saturday. Saturday I went to the basically just did the trade show. I just checked things out. But there was nothing there that really for us. The only thing is I did speak to, there's the EMS for Toronto, Metro Toronto. And I went up to the guy and I went, I said, I think my sister-in-law worked for you guys in that department, in that area. And he says, who's your sister-in-law? I said, Judy Munford-Belange. He says, oh my God, I know her. So it was kind of neat. And a couple other people who saw the Yukon, or the YT on my membership card, and it they'd say, "Oh, I'm from the Yukon." So, but other than that, I definitely didn't like going by myself. I did do some chit-chatting with mostly, I would say, I did talk to one guy who was from Nunavut, but, and then I sat with the people in the Northern Forum, who were from Tuktoyaktuk. But anybody I would go and sit down with, because I was the lonely person, everybody was from Alberta when you go to talk. So where are you from? Because their tag would be missed. Oh, Alberta. It's like, oh my God, didn't see that. I picked everybody I went to go sit with was Alberta. Yeah, it was not, yeah, I didn't like going by myself at all. I guess maybe because I'm not a person to always just sit down and spark up a conversation. Even though I have the gift to gab, I do have that, but to
Halifax next year.
And there is a app on my phone, but it was an email, so I still have it. If I answer this survey, that there's a free ticket from the draw, from the whoever answers the survey, a free FCM
registration
and something.
Well, they must really be looking for people to go.
And then the other one is some kind of car racing thing. The Indy 500 or something. I don't know what it is, but anyway, there's that. This is the second prize. But yeah, no, I would say the registration. It didn't look. I mean, it looked like a lot of people when you had lunch. But I would not say there were 3,000 people there. Like the 1 year when.
That's what it says in the news.
It does say there was 3,000. Because when I went to the plenary,
how do you say
plenary? Plenary. Thank you. When I went to that, they said, because I was going towards the back to sit, and she says, "Do you mind sitting up closer so that we can fill up?" She says, "We have 1,000 seats here, but I think that only 700 are going to probably attend this." And it was the
resolution panel.
Yeah. So.
I had to speak in front of 2,500 people. So I would have loved 700. That would have been nice.
But yeah, so I had a few hiccups at the beginning, and my 5 minute walk to the was not a 5 minute. It was a 30 minute Uber drive.
Oh,
yeah. It's because there's two courtyards, Marion courtyards. One's in the west end. And then one is right beside, literally right beside. But it was fine. It worked out.
So you were in that one that was on the west end?
Yeah. It was just a little boo-boo. It was fine. It worked out. I just took Ubers. And the Ubers took anywhere between 20 minutes to an hour. We hit one street that the lights went out. And so it was a four-way stop and middle rush hour traffic. And I was like, I'm sure there was at least a mile of cars waiting to go through that intersection. Once we went through, it was like forever and ever. It's like, oh my God. So other than that, if I can think of anything, I'll just have two. And if somehow I can find, because I have the previous FCM, like from 20 whatever, on my phone. Hang on. It's still there. Like, how come they. Oh, look! Never mind. Okay. Friday. I
can tell you what I went to now.
Do we have a time limit on our reports?
Okay, well, that's fine. I have no problem ending my report.
I'm sorry.
I can't find it. Okay, my report's ended. Other than that, an apology for missing the last two meetings. Just a heads up. So currently I'm working the last 2 weeks of the, usually of the month. If I'm not back from Whitehorse, majority of the time, yet today I worked, didn't have a trip to Whitehorse so I could attend the meeting. But usually, yeah, so there's going to be a few that I'll try to make them, but just to the end of the year. That's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I delivered Mayor LaChance's grad speech on May 29th. So I got to go up there twice.
Nice.
The grads looked scared both times. But I was very nice with what I said. And I spent the weekend out at Little Salmon Village for the LSCFN General Assembly.
Excellent.
Yes. That's about it. I am glad that the sun came out because I was looking for jobs somewhere else when I, last week when there was ice on my truck and it was June.
Yeah.
But
today is beautiful.
Today is beautiful. Okay. CAO report. I guess it'd be you because you've been gone.
Yeah, I know.
It'll be a bit of a hodgepodge between all of us, but yeah. So I had two things to report, I guess, on mine. The first would be the day after the last council meeting, so on May 20th, we did the public engagement for the DMAF project. So I feel like most of community services, or a big chunk of community services, came out and presented on the project. They had an administrative presentation in the afternoon over at the Heritage Hall. And I was the only one outside of YG that attended that one. So I kind of got a trial run at what was going to be presented later on in the evening. And then in the evening, we had the event at the rec center, and there was probably, it's probably about, I'd say probably 10 to, I'd recommend, or reckon probably like 10 to 15 people that came out for it, like probably closer to 10. But there was definitely some dialogue going on. I know a number of members of council were present. There was some dialogue that went on about some questions about the project. Some information was shared by the consultants, by Stantec. There was definitely some discussion about contracting and basically kind of whether or not there would be how the money would be parceled out for local contractors and be accessible for that. So that was something that that the mayor and I discussed afterwards. And I think, you know, when it's on my list to reach out to infrastructure branch to kind of have more discussions about that, not just for this project, but I think in general about being able to have some meetings with contractors locally to see if there's ways to be able to stimulate the economy a bit more that way and make things easier. But I think on the DMAF side of things, it was good to be able to have that communication, that dialogue back and forth, because it was a long time coming. There is going to be follow-up with infrastructure branch on in terms of just where they go with from here, and if more consultation, more engagements needed before they go to the regulatory phase. So I'll be touching base with them later this week. I also had some really good conversations with a number of different folks, land development branch and infrastructure development branch earlier that day, just about the potential for land that could be developed around the village, and just kind of what that might look like going forward. It was really high level preliminary. There's not really a lot of details on that yet, but I think that what's good is that it's the beginning of a dialogue, I think, and there is some openness for discussion on what that might look like. So I'll follow up with council after I have a chance to have some more in-depth discussions with land development branch. And then infrastructure development branch is just, it was a good kind of first meeting with them at that level to talk about kind of in general projects, you know, things that may come up. It was good to have conversations with the director. Shelby was really great to talk with, and their manager there as well too. So it was, yeah, we'll have more discussions on that, and I'll be able to update you going forward. So that was on the 20th, and then I attended CAMA. So Prince and I both went to the CAMA conference in Whistler. I'd say the highlight was networking both with other UConn municipalities that were there, as well as some of the other municipal administrators from across Canada. There was some good discussions and contacts made. Lots of learning. The presentations were pretty good. There was really good presentation, the opening from Mike Downey, so Gord Downey's brother. Gord Downey was the leader, the lead singer of the Tragically Hip. And so Mike Downey talked about storytelling and the power of storytelling, and he got a standing ovation from the group. It was a really good speaker, really interesting discussion. There were also discussions on AI, on, you know, leadership and personality maps and these kinds of things. Overall, yeah, a good conference, I'd say. I'll pass the floor over to Prince if he wants to talk a bit about CAMA, as well as to Annette to talk about the rest of the time, because I was a little bit there after CAMA. So I don't know, Prince, did you have anything that you wanted to add on the CAMA piece?
No, I really enjoyed it all 4 days. It was great presentations. Trade show was good. There was 54, I think, trade shows, shops, and I went to all of them almost. There was competition, so I won second place, $250.
Oh, for visiting all the booths?
Yeah, 3 days in a row. You have to get a code from each of them. So which some of them I think I bought back, like with the contacts and stuff, so it might be helpful for us as a communication piece. I'm working on that. This last week I discussed with Annette already, we might have an app for our only village of Carmex, which if we send the notification, then all the residents will get who have the app. So then there will be no public engagement or something, somebody don't get the notification. So it's something like that.
Nice.
We'll see. And there are other stuff too. It will take, I guess, 1 year to go through all of that.
And if you enter your business cards, you'll be getting emails forever.
Yes, which I didn't do.
Sprung structures.
I just got their information, I guess.
Did you like Whistler? You've been there before?
Yeah, I've been there before. Yeah, it was great, as Blake told. There were a few presentations, storytelling, and one was from BC's previous premier, Christy Clark.
Mm-hmm.
So she was telling about how the municipalities work and what they need. It was good.
Okay.
And we have to get to the gondola ride too. And the dinner was up the summit for one night.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I think we were all with the UConn, like Samantha from Community Services was there, Cam, and Dawson's new interim CAO, Teslin.
They got rid of Dave, did they?
Yes. AYC. Yeah, that was great.
Right on.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
It's great. Annette, how about on your end?
Yes, I can say the story again, because Prince asked me on Friday when he put the agenda together, he said, what about the CEO report? I was like, Blake is not here. And I didn't even think, and today was like, oh yeah, I'm the acting CEO. So, but I was like, yeah, so we have kind of an update on the HUF funding. We have four applicants, yes. So, but I think myself, I can just say myself, and I'm interested in a mobile home or modular home. No bank will finance a modular home anymore, so they are not interested in that. So I guess that's no go, or I'm still thinking of building a garden suite, like on my own expenses or something, or until I get this one. And then there's a few others. There's one from outside of the community, like one person, but she filled out the funding application and development permit. She didn't say anything what she planned. She just said maybe two-story home or something. So I asked Jane if it's actually eligible, like for funding. So, but Jane didn't get back to me yet. So I think the other one probably backing out because of not getting financing or the mortgage or something. Yeah, so it's tough.
So it's high probability that we might go with the staff housing.
Yeah, so I think that's what we do.
But if we have to spend the money.
Well, I tell you, won't be spending the money on me, because it's the same hassles as before.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, I could get money back, but I don't have
the money to start.
I don't have 100 grand in my pocket.
Yeah.
With an extra 100 grand to put down as soon as it gets delivered.
So otherwise I can maybe combine finance report and DCO report. So this was quiet, like even the week when I was alone. I only had a few residents coming, like pay their property taxes. And the audit is planned for June 23rd, like our next meeting, to approve the financial statements. So I just got the final questions today to answer, which I haven't completed finishing, so because there's so many rents to send in and all the stuff. So yeah, property tax collection, it's the slow start this year. We have probably 15.
Should we put a reminder out to people too?
We could put it on, yes. So, and we were actually successfully able this year to register two tax liens from two property owners that live outside the UK. So one is from BC and one is actually from Germany. The one from Germany, I think, passed away, because the letters always come back and said unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, but it was a hassle. Even they have a tax lien, what do you call it, workshop, like the book. But I did everything, and they called me and emailed me, so I had to go in person to correct everything. And then, so, because if you forget one dot, they reject it. And I was like, really? But now I know, so they are pretty easy going, like the land titles, so they told me what I have to do and all the stuff, so, and it's final. So now we have to wait another 6 months. If we don't get payment or any response, then we continue with the next step. But it could be, or could take up to 2 years, maybe longer, to get the property from the village.
It's probably worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the work.
Okay, no, it's my job.
It sounds so tedious.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But we all learn, and we, getting better at this.
Right on.
Excellent. So, half funding, was there anything else? Oh yeah, the engagement session this Friday, but I guess council is not able to attend. Doing this, if not, it's just Prince and me, because we are mostly involved anyway.
Possible if it's really slow there.
What time would you prefer time slot?
It doesn't matter. It all depends.
The morning?
Yeah, the morning would probably be better for me, but it all depends on if kids show up. Like today was quiet, so I left.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. And yeah, there was no flood update recently, which is good. The river went up a little bit, yes. So
I have no water in my basement yet. So that's good.
It went up a little bit, like, yeah.
Yeah,
I watch it every day.
Island is gone.
Yeah.
Well, came up.
Both of them even back up like the, by the bridge, yeah. So we opened the visitor center as of June 1st, and we already have a few visitors, tourists, yeah, coming, and they like it, and they requested actually books from the Yukon, like they some asking
mm-hmm.
if we could purchase books or to sell them.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
There is a list going on. Yeah. And the pool,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so that's kind of an issue, but yeah, we will discuss this later. So, and I have attached the income statement and the check block for you. And I'm open to any questions.
Any questions for
check block?
Seems like a lot of checks.
Yes.
Oh, I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the VIC loop lease?
Oh,
oh
the,
you have to
yeah.
pay that one
yes.
for that loop.
Yes.
Okay. And is it an annual fee?
Yes, annual fee.
Okay.
I didn't know how else to describe this.
No, it
yeah.
makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a brain fart.
I also learned something new about Home Hardware. Their official company names, Cabon Building Center, apparently.
Oh, that's old.
Coupon, or
yeah.
because that's the purchase order from LSE.
Because Kevin didn't know where he was going.
I was like, it's supposed to be Home Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And then we figured out it's the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's not fun when businesses have a different name.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Can I get a motion to file the check rec for filing purposes?
Yes.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor? Okay. Moving on to the recreation report. So, May. It's got a busy month of facility bookings, community events, staffing preparations, and planning for the upcoming summer season. It focused on programming, facility improvements, summer recruitment, and organizing community events. They had the wrestling boot camp and wrestling event. Oh, yeah, I guess I went to that too. I did do a lot of things lately because I was also at DINA. The Canadian Wrestling Federation event was at the Rec Center Casino Line. Supported the event by bringing in food trucks and volunteers assisted with setup and takedown. It was a great success. The feedback from attendees was very positive. It was pretty cool. I don't like wrestling.
It was cool.
It was something different to have in CarMax, and there was a lot of people there. It was nice. Someone who never goes to anything went, and so it was nice to see him there.
Max?
Yeah. That was crazy. He doesn't go anywhere. So that was neat. The summer day camps, the planning wraps up for the summer day camps. The dates of the camp will be June 15th, excluding holidays, and with an end date of August 7th. Planning has begun for the annual summer slow pitch tournament, tentatively scheduled for July 24th to 26th. T-ball and youth community softball programming began in May. Programs are currently running on Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings. Participation has been positive, and staff are pleased to see community members getting active and enjoying the start of ball season. Planning for Canada Day is well underway, and currently one band has been confirmed, and efforts are being made to secure a second performer. This year's celebrations will take place primarily at Murph 2 Park and will include a variety of family-friendly activities, planned events including games, a bouncy castle, community barbecue, a Canada Day cake, And the swimming pool will offer free admission throughout the day, followed by a midnight swim later in the evening. Changes are also being proposed for the annual parade. The parade route will be shortened to remain within the downtown area. This change will allow kids and youth participating in the decorating bike portion of the parade to complete the entire route safely and comfortably. Honestly, having to ride down every single street was a lot last year, even inside of a truck. So, I'm not saying that. I think this is a great idea. Personally, I think this is a great idea. Okay, to encourage participation, prizes will be awarded for best float and best decorated bike. The fitness center has a new hex bar. Dumbbells ranges from 55 to 100 pounds. Additional kettlebells and a hip thrust machine. And users have been very excited about the new equipment. I've actually heard a lot of people talking about it. I don't work for myself, so I don't even know what any of those things do. I know dumbbells are. Facility use and community engagement may continue to be a busy month for facility rentals and bookings. It's in consistent use. Staff have been working to accommodate bookings while preparing for increased activity throughout the summer months. I still think we need to look at something to keep the noise, though, from the noise when you're in the gym and people are working upstairs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I think that we need to
put something.
Put something.
Glass.
Yeah, there needs to be something because. Preparations are underway for the opening of the community pool. Interviews for pool staff have been completed. We met some of the pool staff. 3 full lifeguards as well as 2 junior pool attendants and staff are looking forward to providing a safe and enjoyable swimming season. Summer staffing, the rec department has filled 1 of the junior rec positions for the summer. There's still 1 vacant rec student position, 1 vacant AFO student position. And recruitment efforts are ongoing. Staff are hopeful these positions will be filled prior to the start of the summer and camp season. And then pretty much May was a productive month. Thank you, Chanel. Any comments on the rec report?
Can you just say for the AFO student position, we received one application last Friday, and he was here yesterday for an interview, so he's hired. So this position is good.
Okay, cool. Very great. Well, honestly, some of our best Village of Carmack staff have been student workers.
Yeah, move on up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So some of my staff at daycare end up starting student workers and move on up. Village of Carmack's public works report, treatment plant, operating at standard capacity with no fluctuations, all readings within normal ranges, water pressure switch stopped working, order Newham, the arena, normal parameters, no reported issues, rec building, open for scheduled activities, normal operations, landfill, normal parameters, no reported issues. The collection system operating within normal parameters, no reported issues, concerns. Duplex operating within normal parameters. Equipment condition operating normal. Recycling facility, sorting, shredding, and baling systems are partly operational. The old fire hall. All systems and services are functioning smoothly, no issues reported. All systems and services in the new fire hall are operating as expected, with no operational concerns at this time. The admin building, all systems and services are operating as expected. The public workshop, equipment and processes are normal, and streets, pothole repairs, and road sweeping are underway. Any comments, concerns, or questions? Or
I noticed today that they was some work going on in the manhole, and I recognized Adam Greenwood, so I turned around to say hello, and he said they were doing some flow testing today.
I was wondering, because I was looking through this, because some, it's like operating as expected.
Is that good or bad?
Yes, because I'm like,
is he expecting problems?
Because some of it is like no reported issues within normal parameters, and that's like operating as expected.
I think he just wanted to change it up.
Partly operational. I'm like, okay. The bailing system's
partly operational. It works part of the time. It's just some of the work. I was like, okay. Well.
I think administration building is like, we are just, the heat thing is, that's why it's like, now it's summer.
Yeah, it's operating as expected.
As expected.
Maybe that's why. Yeah. Yeah. Still waiting for, I think you call it a motherboard or something.
Yeah.
It's fried.
Yeah, it was just because, it was like some of them had no reported issues, operating as normal, and then operated as expected, or partly operational. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Anything else? Okay, moving on to bylaw. May 2026, 6 dogs at large, 1 aggressive dog complaint, 5 traffic bylaw violations, 2 assist RCMP, and 9 public encounters. The dogs at large, it looks like they were all on LCFN land. Received 1 aggressive dog complaint, 3 tractor trailer on River Drive avoiding the bypass, 2 unsecured loads, and then the public encounters are public safety inquiries and tourists. And no open space infractions. The highlights were assisting the RCMP with directing traffic and public safety, observed tractor trailers avoiding the bypass of unsecured loads on commercial vehicles and municipal limits, responding to a complaint involving an aggressive dog. The owner has been cooperative, has taken steps to address the issue. Follow up inspections and monitoring are ongoing to ensure continued compliance. Any questions or comments on bylaw? And the AYC, I have nothing for AYC. Next meeting, Mount Warren, September. Usually there's nothing happens with AYC in the summer anyway.
Bylaws none.
Bylaws none. Fish but none. Question period. I don't see any public. Can I get a motion to go in camera?
I'll make a motion that we begin an in camera session at 8:02.
Give me a second. Okay.
I'll pass it to Annette.
Okay. Mackenzie and Philip mentioned like the housing situation. I think in